Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are in the middle of the month of October, the 10th month of our year of fruitfulness. Our year of fruitfulness, not just for this one and that one, but our collective year of fruitfulness. Jesus said, he said he already chose us beforehand that we should go and bear fruit and that our fruit should remain. So we must have evidence of a fruitful life. So that's our continued topic this week, having a fruitful life, the evidence of a fruitful life. And according to Zechariah chapter 4, it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is his word.
Amen. And that's a good segue, Pastor Diana. The Spirit of God is the word. Is God's word is the Spirit of God. So when we say the Spirit of God bears witness with my spirit, is that they're in sync. The Word of God is in sync with the human spirit. Mm-hmm. They are in sync. And when they are in sync, we see miracles. We see fruit. Amen.
In John chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible tells us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when we're saying the Word is God, that's exactly explicitly what it says in the scripture. That's how God is telling us things. Just like when we were younger, parent leaves a note on the counter. They're telling you what to do. You might not hear their audible voice, but there's an expectation that's been set forth.
Stay right there. Mm-hmm. When our parents write something and leave it, write the note, or right now we
text.
We text our kids to do something, they're not saying, is John talking to them? They say, my mom talking to me. My mom says, my dad says. They never hear audible voice, but they have the text. Hallelujah. That was good, Pastor Darren. That was good. That was good right there.
That's the proof that the Creator has spoken.
He's spoken. That is so good. That is so awesome. Right there. It is awesome. We have the revelation. So stop saying God hasn't talked to me or talked to me, oh Lord. He's talking to us. He has the text here. He leave a whole book of texts. And when we read it, we got to come up and says, God is speaking to me. So I must go out and what? Do it. Yes.
Yeah. Living a life of fruitfulness. We have to break the spirit of barren.
Yes.
Prayer of faith is the only one. Mm-hmm. Not prayer of doubt. Yeah. Not saying I hope so, I think so. It's in the doing our deliverance comes, even if it feels uncomfortable. Fear has no place in the life of a born-again believer. Fear and faith don't work together. You have to be a believer, not a doubter.
Yes.
So if we say, well, I believe it's going to happen, but I hope it happens, you automatically sabotage yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to say, I know it's going to happen, and you have to think positive, and the power is in the tongue. Speak it, believe it, and go forward.
Oh, man. Go ahead, Dad.
We're going to explore the parable of the sower some more this week, beginning in Luke chapter 8, starting at verse 5. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. So the sower, he has seed. He has his seed.
Yes.
He's not taking somebody else's seed. He's taking his seed, and he has a destination for it. He has a good ground destination for it. But on the way to the good ground destination, some fell by the wayside. So the seed was good, but where it landed was not the place for it to be able to produce. It landed right there on the path, on the hard ground, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. So though the seed was good, it came to nothing. It didn't come into full maturity. It fed the birds for a moment, but they're going to be looking for something to eat.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Verse 6, some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. It was excited when Jesus begins to explain the parable. So they were excited at first, but there was nothing there was no depth for the roots to go down in, for the roots to take form in order for the seed to grow to maturity. There was nothing for the roots to anchor to. The roots, the structure of a plant, a physical plant, their function is to anchor the plant. Their function is to gather the minerals and the moisture from the ground in order for the plant to thrive. So every structure of a plant has a function. So that's the particular function of the roots, to anchor and to be able to draw nutrients and moisture from the soil. So that was not there. And this seed that is referring to in verse 6 was not able to come to maturity. It withered. So think about our own Christian walk. We must be anchored. We must be set in a place, and a place where we assemble with other believers, where we hear the word of God being taught so that our roots can go and they can draw in the nutrients and the water of the word in order to bring forth a mature plant, a mature life that has some evidence of fruitfulness. Verse 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up with it and choked it. So there were some cares of the world, when Jesus goes on to explain the parable, that came and they overtook that which had sprouted up. So it was growing, but it wasn't strong enough to be able to resist the other things, the tares and such, the thorns in that ground, wasn't able to resist those. So it was overcame. But others fell on the good ground, sprang up and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when Pastor was ministering this word on Sunday, that word that he cried, that came into my attention like never before. Because usually when we think when somebody cried, they're just like saying it, you know, loud. They're saying it in a certain way. But the point that he was trying... He cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Maybe not cried with tears, but said it in such a way that, come on now, you got to get this.
Yes, that's the cry.
That's the cry.
Right. Yeah. Do you get this? Come on, here it is. This is how it works. Do you understand?
Yeah, like it's so important.
Yeah.
Please get this. He who has ears, I've already got Jesus saying, you already have the ears.
No, here.
Let him hear.
Here. So that your life, as Emily says, can move from a place of barrenness to a place of fruitfulness. That's what Jesus was why he cried out loud. You got to get out of living a life of barrenness and live a life of fruitfulness. And this is the way. That's what it is. He says, here's the way to fruitfulness. So come on now. Do you understand? Or do you want to continue live a life of barrenness, unfruitful life? a life that is not productive. So here, what we say here, that faith and fear don't exist. They're not going to be in the same room, in the same place. Either you have faith or you have fear. You can't have, they don't coexist. Where there is faith, faith is gone. Where there is fear, faith is gone. Mm-hmm. When there is faith, fear is gone. They dispel. Like light and darkness do not coexist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to have one or the other. Yes.
So we may have good intentions. We may have the seed. We may have the faith.
Yeah.
You know, but then what happens is we stray. We put it on bad ground. We listen to what other people say. We look around us at the storm. And the seeds don't grow. So that's basically what that parable is saying. And I love that Jesus taught in parables because it was so simple to understand. You have the faith, you have the seed, and then you put it in the wrong place. It's not going to grow. And it's going to go the other way we expect it to go.
In verse 11, Jesus explains, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Amen. So we must be watering the seed of the word with our continued declarations of the word, bring in divine enforcement of the word, bring in the word continually into our remembrance and into the remembrance of the Lord, and contending for what it says. Because, you know, sometimes we spend 2 minutes praying for our healing, and then we spend all day talking about how sick we are.
That's right.
So what are we?
That is so human. That is so human right there.
Oh my God, you hit the nail. You did.
So we have to make sure that we're not putting poison on our own prayer, on the own seed that we deposited by talking negatively. You know, Zacharias in Luke chapter 1, when he was, you know, in between there, they put a mute spirit on him. So he couldn't speak against the prophecy coming to pass of Elizabeth's barrenness being broken and their son, John the Baptist, coming at this set time. So he was mute until after the duration of the pregnancy and the naming of the child, when he came in agreement and he said, his name shall be John. When he wrote it on the board, that's when his mouth was loose and he was able to talk again. So we must make sure that we're not speaking against our own destiny and we're not negating our own prayer requests. How are we going to pray for something and then spend the majority of the day speaking negatively against the manifestation, the evidence of the fruitfulness come to pass? We can't do that. We must get our mouth in line with the word of God. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.